So I wanted to tell a story about how I went to a CISA event at the Northampton Brewery a couple of years ago. I had no idea what was going to happen, but I knew we needed to source some more stuff locally. And I ended up meeting some really lovely people, and we came out of there with two new menu items, which are awesome. One of them is the Korean barbecue tacos that have Hasta Hill kimchi in them.
Yikes.
And that's one of my favorites now on the menu. And then we have the local chili burrito, local beef chili, which comes from a farm up in Deerfield, Roaming Farm, which is a cool name. Wanted to source things that we could get year-round so that we didn't have to put things on the menu and then take them off because customers don't.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Bueno Bob from Bueno Isano, Bob Lowry, who I always call Bueno Bob or Buddha Bob. And we'll get to that in a little while too, I think. But Bueno Bob has some good and healthy news for Bueno Isano.
Yeah, we're opening a new spot in South Deerfield within a month. It's exciting.
Whereabouts in South Deerfield?
Right near the CISA office. That's where. Yeah. Right. We put it across the street from CISA.
Going to change the lunch game at CISA, the local hero folks, in short order.
So there is a burrito you have that has a little bit of history.
A lot of the listeners here probably remember Cha Cha Cha, which was in the same space that we're in Northampton. Awesome restaurant. Unmi, a lovely, lovely woman who opened that spot in 95, the same year that we opened. So we ended up buying that place, moved in. She moved on and now is the proprietor of Coco in East Hampton.
James Beard Award winner. I think multiple James Beard Award winners.
She's phenomenal.
So when you bought the place, you actually bought the burritos too?
Well, yeah. I didn't actually see that coming, but we just ended up keeping on the menu their real hot items, the East-West burrito and the Thai chicken burrito. We're still serving them today.
Tell us about a little bit of the history, because you are also, in my opinion, one of the premier entrepreneurs of the Pioneer Valley.
Oh,
and you help coach entrepreneurs as well.
Yeah, so after I graduated college, it was a year after, I was visiting my friends who hadn't graduated yet in Amherst, and I was driving through town in an old Eldorado of all cars. And I saw a for rent sign in a window of a restaurant next door to Antonio's, which was the busiest place on earth back then. They had crowds of 1,000 people out there every night. The place was just like off the hook. And I'm like, you know what? Amherst needs something else downtown other than pizza. And I had a burrito on Nantucket, of all places, on Nantucket Island.
Not to be confused with that other landlocked Nantucket.
Right. It was a burrito shed. And I went there after being at a bar, which was usually when I was at Antonio's. And I just put the two together. A burrito shop would be perfect. Immediately, when I thought of it, I'm just like, that's what I want to do. I want to be the boss. And I can figure out how to make burritos. It's not even hard, which is perfect. I knew immediately, I'm like, we're just going to make everything from scratch and we're going to kick people's butts because it's going to be great. It's fun. It's, you know, it was cool and it's still cool. I saw that coming. You know, it's like the trends come from the West Coast, right? And it came over here. Burritos was coming. I'm like, it's coming. We're going to open a burrito shop and it's going to be awesome. And it's going to be awesome for a long time. And my dad actually funded it, which was a miracle. He didn't even know if I could cook. He didn't even know what burritos were.
It's a little donkey shop.
Bless his heart. He was in. And I'm like, okay, I'm doing it. And we were open in the next January. So it was total time of 4 months.
And that was in what year?
95. So we're coming up 25th anniversary.
You also have a very strong relationship and commitment to your employees over the years.
It's such a great thing. So about 3 months after we opened, we were getting along on college kids and me and whatever. One of the guys from Antonio's came over and he's like, Bob, you got to hire this woman. She lost her job because the restaurant's moving. I'm like, okay, I'll hire her. Her name's Tina. So she comes over, we get her in there and she's doing a great job. And the next thing I know, her two sons they're like, hey, we want a job too. That was the start of a big thing. So now her son, Rolando, is my business partner. And we run the whole thing together. More and more, we have people from El Salvador working for us, which is where they're all from. When I thought, oh, I want to be the boss. You know why? Because I'm going to be nice. And people are going to like me and they're going to like working for Bueno. I knew it. That's what's basically happened. I make a real effort to provide an environment where people can flourish and they're respected and recognized, where there's no like boss stress, like nobody's getting yelled at or whatever. Like we handle things well and in a positive way and encourage people rather than discourage people. That's why I'm into teaching now, because I love to talk about that stuff. We try to provide that environment for people, and I think we do a good job.
That's why you're not only Bueno Bob, you're Buddha Bob. Bob Lowry from Bueno Isano and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. Bueno Isano's got a new Bueno coming into South Deerfield in a month or so. Find out all the details on all the local hero restaurants at buylocalfood.org.